This week on The Marquee, we've got all the action and romance that the new year has to offer. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, Mark Wahlberg stars in Peter Berg's Lone Survivor, based on the true story of four Navy SEALs trying to escape from Taliban forces after their mission is compromised. Co-stars include Taylor Kitsch, Emil Hirsch, Ben Foster, and Eric Bana. Lone Survivor is a tough cinematic journey, but it's an intense and powerful film.
In the digital romance Her, Joaquin Phoenix stars as a lonely writer who falls in love with his artificially intelligent operating system, voiced by Scarlett Johansson. Though the concept is bizarre and the whole thing sounds more than just a little bit creepy, the phenomenal cast gives this clever romance humor, heart, and plenty of unexpected insight.
The Twilight Saga's Kellan Lutz stars in The Legend of Hercules. While it manages to rip off dozens of movies, including Gladiator, Immortals, and Starz' Spartacus series, I'm comically interested in it because it's directed by Rennie Harlan, the mastermind behind Die Hard 2, Cliffhanger, and the epically bad Cutthroat Island. It's also worth noting that the film was originally called Hercules: The Legend Begins. The title change gives me the impression that we shouldn't hold our breaths for a sequel.
Opening at the gateway, quirky director Michel Gondry directs Is the Man Who Is Tall Happy, an animated documentary that takes clips from interviews with linguist Noam Chomsky and turns them into hand-drawn graphics. But for my pick this week, I'll go with Her. I'll admit that I was skeptical, but this unconventional romantic dramedy turned out to be one of my favorite movies of this year's award season.
Like Saving Private Ryan and Black Hawk Down, you won't feel particularly good after watching Lone Survivor, but that definitely doesn't mean you shouldn't see it.
Or if digital love stories and gritty war movies aren't your thing, you can always pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like Closed Circuit. Eric Bana stars as a successful defense attorney who takes over the case of an alleged terrorist. The defendant's weak defense makes him dig deeper, putting his own life at risk. Though the stars are likable, the film itself is ultimately forgettable.
In Runner Runner, Justin Timberlake must try to outsmart both the online poker system and a savvy and unpredictable offshore entrepreneur played by Ben Affleck who believes cheated him. Gemma Arterton and Anthony Mackie co-star.
Directed by the Kids Are All Right writer Stuart Bloomberg, Thanks for Sharing follows a trio of sex addicts in various stages of their recovery. Though the topic isn't an easy one to tackle, it's handled with humor and charm, making it a tricky but sometimes enlightening addiction dramedy.
The documentary The Act of Killing asks Indonesian celebrity and national hero Anwar Kongo to create a series of films depicting the genocide of over 1 million people that he personally had a hand in. This truly looks like a disturbing look into the life of a man who ended the lives of countless people with his bare hands.
The wild and crazy Spanish comedy, I'm So Excited, boards a flight to Mexico City with an eccentric group of passengers and crew members who find themselves struggling to keep it together when they discover that the plane is damaged. It definitely takes a twisted sense of humor to enjoy this playful adventure, but the colorful characters and their screwball antics make it quite possibly the wackiest airline comedy since Airplane.
The documentary Inequality for All explores the widening American economic gap with the help of former U.S. Labor Secretary Robert Reich. Other Blu-ray releases include the 30th anniversary of The Killing Fields, Tequila Sunrise starring Mel Gibson and Kurt Russell, Sigourney Weaver's Gorillas in the Mist, and Denzel Washington's The Hurricane.
Well, for my pick this week, I'll go with I'm So Excited. It isn't for everyone, but this stylized Spanish comedy is worth embarking.
Even though it doesn't officially turn 30 until late 2014, The Killing Fields is nevertheless a powerful film about the horror of Pol Pot's reign of terror in Cambodia.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for spies, squirrels, and security guards. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyoutoo.com.
Until next week.
Did you know that Ted Bundy's first dog, a collie, was named Lassie?